678-779-8178.
The country facing a double-dip recession, the president on the road selling his jobs plan while the stimulus takes another hit. This time it's all over a solar company, and the flap is that they went belly up months after telling several legislators that things were doing just fine when their solar panels were going to be mass marketed. Unfortunately for Solyndra, they weren't able to produce much of anything except for negative results. So the House is looking into a $528 million loan that was passed on to this failed solar company. And that's where we begin. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney's my name, and, of course, this show is America Tonight. If you've never heard it before, welcome to it the first time around. If you've been here before, well, welcome back. You know how we roll here, left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. I don't care what you label yourself as. If you have an opinion you want to throw in your two cents, you are always welcome. I'm going to start with, like I said, this loan that blew up on the House, and what they're saying is, hey, listen, the idea was this is part of green technology, and the company was going to offer cheaper solar panels. Who knew that the Chinese had really dried up the market because they had a much cheaper solar panel that everybody was buying. This company, so you know, just a tad bit of their history, is based out of California, out of Fremont, California. And it was once even on the lips of the president. He mentioned them, Solyndra is the correct name of it. He mentioned them several times in speeches. But now we are left on the hook for that money I just mentioned. So there's a lot of questions if the loan was rushed to hurry up to accommodate a company event that they were having in September of 2009, because guess why? Joe Biden was coming there to speak. So did they hurry up, push it through, rushed approvals to get this federal loan guarantee to jumpstart the company and be part of the whole renewable energy industry and what they were touting, certainly coming out of Washington. And this just shows you, if anything, how the economic stimulus flopped because it didn't create any jobs. The company filed for bankruptcy, and guess how many people lost jobs? 1,100 people. And you know what they said in the end? Why'd they file for bankruptcy? They couldn't compete with foreign manufacturers, the Chinese, who were doing it very, very cheaply and had dried up the market. How could they not have vetted this out and done a little work on it? Because if they had, Solyndra wouldn't have, I don't think, should have gotten that money. So now you have a congressional panel looking into the loan and all the emails that were being tossed around at the Office of Management and Budget that were talking about getting this done, that rush approval of the loan that I mentioned. So does somebody fall on the sword for that one? The AP and ABC News originally, I think, broke this story a little bit wide open. Solyndra spent $2 million lobbying the feds during the last 4 years, including on provisions of the Energy Department's loan program just before the White House pushed that the funds be approved. Think there's something rotten in Denmark? Yeah, I'd say that we could connect those dots. Now let's see if somebody else does. Let's see if somebody on the House Energy and Commerce Committee's investigation panel does, because they're questioning why there was a rush to approve the loan. And now the fact is we're not going to get the money back for that. This is not protecting our money. Now, the White House spokesperson, the only one who's really commented on this, Jay Carney, said the emails that I'm talking about don't suggest that the White House was pushing for the loan to be made, just saying that there's an urgency to make a decision on a scheduling matter. So you can spin anything, I'm telling you. You have the FBI pulling out documents from Solyndra and the Treasury Department. Does somebody answer for this blunder or not? One of the company's investors, this is the last I'm going to say on this, and I want you to tell me what you think happened here. It was a guy named George Kaiser, and he was what they call a bundler for the Obama campaign in 2008. He raised upwards of $100,000 for the press. So when you do that, you have a little bit of clout. A little bit of clout, right? So financial woe is just a part of it. And what they're saying from the White House is, how do you, you know, in looking at this, how did you know it was going to happen in the market? Well, the answer is, you vet it out. You vet out a company. And that's terrible vetting. Or was there something more here? That's all I'm going to say. Green comes back to haunt the president, I think. Speaking of haunting the president, there's something else that could haunt the president, even among his own party. Remember, with all the disasters that we've had, there's been this push of, well, come on, FEMA's dried up. We got to fund this thing. We got to act. We got to do something now. And that's not lost on the senator from Louisiana, Mary Landrieu. Here's what she had to say about FEMA and time to do something about it now and pour in those bucks.
We can argue for the next 6 months, a year, or 2 years about how and when to fund it. This is not the time to have that argument. This is the time to act on behalf of Americans who need our help. It is time today to act, to let the American people know we will be there.
Yeah, letting the American people know. I'll tell you what, the people that were hit by Irene, you just get in line, because they're still struggling with FEMA in Alabama. Remember all the massive tornadoes that ripped up Tuscaloosa, for example, where the University of Alabama is? They're still waiting on some of the funds there. So good luck, Senator Landrieu, trying to make anything happen there. Susan, now you look at that. Helping people in the United States who fall on some hard economic times because of Mother Nature versus let's go green, push this loan through because they helped us get elected. And then we don't properly look at the company and what they're actually selling. We just know that they're green, and we know that Joe Biden's going out there, and we know we need to really push that. All right, coming up on this show, we're going to talk about that, obviously, and those revelations and how you feel about renewable energy. I think everybody listening to me, whether you are any of the labels I mentioned, would agree, sure, there's some things you can do. There's some things you should do to help the ecology of the, you know, the makeup of the country and the things that we know, for example, with plastics and whatnot, that should be done, right? But then you go out on this crazy limb where you talk about electric cars, pump money into it, and nothing appears from some of these companies. Also coming up here, we're going to hit the mailbag, plus We Can Count, and Joe McGinnis's book on Sarah Palin. I guess it's true. My pal Rick in Illinois was right. He's saying she did massive cocaine, had affairs, and did a lot of other nutty stuff. Think she's going to file a lawsuit? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Is called Green, and Green, frankly, is making some big money. There are people that are making a whole bunch of do-re-mi on the whole idea of the green concept. In fact, now green is kind of a bad word. It's like the Nancy Pelosi dictionary, where if people decide, ooh, stimulus, it's ugly, we got to get rid of it, tell all the Democrats to shut up and not use that word anymore. Green is becoming that way. There are a lot of people that use sustainability instead. I'm not anti-green because there's things like geothermal stuff that could be done. There's a lot of things that could be done that people aren't doing or that local economies aren't doing where they could probably actually make money. But this is a whole different thing when we're talking about taking stimulus money. Oh, we're going to create jobs. When in reality, they didn't create jobs. They created jobs for a year and a half, and then those 1,100 people get dumped on the curb. And we're out the money anyway, the $500 million plus. Why? Because they were trying to produce solar panels that were already being produced cheaper in China, that people like Japan, the Japanese were buying, and others in Europe. So there was nothing there. It was done, you know. So the definition of insanity when you're looking at companies is to not at least do a little research on them. And if your job is to do that and you're pushing the president or you're pushing the White House or you're pushing it on Congress or whatever, then it's the job of the people who we've elected to try to vet something out as the best way they can. And I'd have to think if they looked at some of the financials and compared it, because solar is iffy. Solar's, trust me, I've done research on it with stocks. It's iffy. And the reason why is because of mass production, how you the affordability of it isn't there. So the common man's not getting it, and the retrofits on the buildings are happening, usually with companies that have money, because it's too expensive for a lot of them. Like Jesse Ventura, who was a guest on this show a couple of times. He's got a house in Mexico, all solar, baby. He loves it, swears by it. But he's got money. He's got the money to do it. And so it's great that he's doing it. But for anybody else out there who's being squeezed in 10 different directions, where are you coming up with the money to do that? And that's the problem. In a nutshell, that's the problem. Even for the companies that they were trying to go after, they couldn't do it. They were late to the party. They were half an hour at least late to lunch. So everything was off the table. Dale in Illinois, welcome to America Tonight. Dale, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great, Kate. I was going to suggest that we get my fellow Illinoisan, Rick, here some help to get off the sauce with this deal with Sarah Palin, but I apologize to him. Somebody's coming out with a book, I guess.
Yeah. Listen, I'll tell you quickly here. I'll say this so you know, too. The guy's name is Joe McGinnis. And I just sent somebody I know a note that knows him to see to get him on, because I want to hear what this real scoop is here. And the book is called The Rogue, Searching for the Real Sarah Palin. And the allegations in the book from a guy who moved next door to Palin, right, is cocaine, one-night stand, as he said, with a basketball player, you know, basic love triangle. So... I know. But she wasn't married then, so you have to say affair means you're fooling around in your spouse. Let's get that straight, America. She was single, so that there's one thing you can forget about that. You know, the cocaine, I don't know. So did she have some cocaine once, allegedly? Who knows? Let's hear what he says.
Well, we'll find out, huh?
Yeah, we will, but we have a president who smoked pot forever and a day in the White House now, so...
Well, that didn't surprise me. I tell you, here we go again, Kate. Another $500 million right in the toilet. When's this going to end, you know? The next thing he's going to do is he's going to replace Joe Biden with Maxine Waters, I guess.
No way. That would be the worst.
Can you imagine a press conference? Maxine, what do you think about the current situation with Iran? I'll go to hell.
She suggested when he was coming up with his jobs plan that it should be that he wasn't pushing hard enough. It should be at least $1 trillion.
Gimme. What yep. can the government do for me?
Yeah.
That's all I've ever heard out of Maxine Waters.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, anyway, it doesn't surprise me. I say another $500 million in the toilet. Obviously a political decision. These guys don't know anything about a business plan or due diligence.
Yeah.
Apparently, they had slim chance and none of ever making any money. And here we go again, another nail in President Obama's political coffin.
Yeah, they just knew the right people that were campaigning and had his ear and had their ear. But I agree. I mean, that's ridiculous. I think you could easily vet out the company. You know, it's very simple, Dale. You and I could sit down and do it. Who, what, where, when, why, how, you know, show it to us. And I guarantee they didn't have that. You see the building, it's a pretty building. Well, of course it is, because they had $528 million to spend.
Well, probably Al Gore had a piece of that action, too.
I bet.
Probably lost a couple million on that deal.
Yeah.
Put money into that program, too. So, as you said, there are a lot of green ideas that are good. We need to learn to conserve energy
mm-hmm.
and go to alternate energy. But when it costs us too much to do it, we need more research to do some of these things and get them where people can afford them.
Yeah.
We have a lot of geothermal here in my area, and it works great. The energy bills are very low.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So many of these decisions, Kate, are political.
They
have got nothing to do with economics or realism at all.
Yeah. Yep, I agree with you. There are good green ideas. That's, you know, what I was saying. Geothermal is certainly one of them. If you can do that, I mean, what a great thing. And that's not any skin off anyone's nose, no matter, you know, what part of the country you come from or what you believe. So there are good ones, but the problem is they're not the people that are political that are out there that are pushing, that are trying to frankly bribe who's ever in office, in a sense, to get them to look at their company. That's what happened here. Dale, thanks. Like I said, bribe in a sense. I'm not saying that they took a bribe, but, you know, schmoozing, networking with them. Oh, so-and-so Joe down there, you know, by the way, was a bundler and raised $100,000 for your campaign. He's a great guy. He's got this line on a solar company that's going to mass produce solar panels that are affordable. Can you imagine that? And then off they go. If I could tell you that I've been in so many meetings where people are pitching crazy ideas that, wow, it's going to make $1 million. It's going to make, all these people are going to be employed. It's going to be an incredible thing. You wait and see. And then, of course, if they're the big picture people. They paint these broad strokes on the canvas and how it's all going to work. But then when it comes down to the actual business plan, they don't have it. That's what I just keep thinking about with this company. They have the pretty building. Boy, it sounds really good because we want to push on that green stuff. Cause this is one of our initiatives. But then there is nothing once you get inside the building. Nothing. Because it was such a quick turnaround. Push, push, push to get the money, and then they're bankrupt before you know it. And, of course, then all those people are out of work. There's a story I'm going to tell you about next, because this was, somebody actually sent me a note about this. We're going to check the mail. Once again, in the mailbag, some of you mentioned the Solyndra deal, what happened there and what I thought, and we just talked about that. But there was another story about a woman who was cuffed, strip searched, etc., and was pulled off of a plane and interrogated at Detroit's airport on the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. And she thinks it was because of her appearance. But that doesn't give you the whole story. So I'm going to fill in the blanks for you coming up here as we turn the record over. Stay with us.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
You tell me, folks, do you think this is fair or foul? We talk about that a lot here in America tonight. And I'd have to say, you know, we were just talking about the Solyndra thing and how it wasn't vetted correctly and how it looked good on the outside. Because this is the typical thing. Let me show you a beautiful building. Let me show you what we're going to do here. Here's this report in a with a CD that takes you through the experience, and it's got some of the wow factor. So it's all sizzle and no steak, in other words. And we, unfortunately, were forced to order the steak. And so now you and I are not getting to eat it. We're having to clean up the leftovers, and there isn't any leftovers because this company tanked and it sent 1,100 people onto the street. So it's another boggled miss, a blunder for the stimulus, which is why they wanted to get rid of the word stimulus because the stimulus didn't work. Okay, to me, this is a sad, tragic story, and let me preface this by telling you that I've said this several times. I have a source in the Pentagon, and then I had a conversation with someone today, just ironically, about going to a big sporting event on 9/11, the 10th anniversary. And the person that I was talking to had a brother-in-law who worked for the FBI and never talked too much about some of the stuff that he did because he didn't want to worry his family, meaning this is a guy who's in a position one of many, who's looking at threats to the United States. But he decided to call all his family members, tell them to get water and sustainable food, like you hear advertised on this show, and in case there was an attack, because he was worried about the chatter, that he felt that it was that serious, and he had never, ever done that. So people already had that high alert thing going on, too. Not just people who were insiders, but others. And what happened was, there was a woman who now has been blogging about this. Her name is Shoshana Habishi, and she's 35 years old. She was on a plane, and she was removed from a Denver to Detroit Frontier Airlines flight on Sunday afternoon. Fighter jets escorted the plane after its crew said that there were two people that were spending a lot of time in a bathroom. The two men sitting next to her, she was in the 12th row of the plane. And this woman just was ignoring it all. She said she didn't notice how many times they went to the bathroom. She said she wasn't keeping track. She just wasn't paying attention. She's a freelance writer, editor, and stay-at-home mother of twin six-year-old boys. And she lives in a suburb of Toledo, Ohio. She was just minding her own business. She was sleeping. She was reading. She was, you know, doing what you do on a plane when you sit next to strangers, which is all the time, unless you have the row sewed up. The FBI said that the three didn't know each other. One man fell ill, got up, used the restroom. Another man in the same row also left his seat to go to the bathroom. And they were never together in the bathroom, by the way. So they were never inside in the same room. This woman has written now on her blog about what happened. She said she felt violated, humiliated, and sure she was being taken from the plane simply because of her appearance. She is half Arabic, half Jewish. She has kind of a dark complexion. And after they landed, she said she noticed police first surrounding, then storming the plane. And she was surprised when they stopped at her row and ordered her and the men to get up. So she said the plane moved away from the terminal surrounded by cops, and the passengers couldn't get up. And they saw the stairs coming out, so they were making them go down the stairs. And then the officers ordered her and the men to get up. She was patted down, and she was taken to a car, to a holding cell. They had a female officer come in and told her to take off her clothes. So she was strip searched. There was somebody who identified themselves as Homeland Security. They led her to another room. There was a man who identified himself as an FBI agent, asked her a series of questions. A female agent took notes. When she was asked what was going on, the male agent told her someone on the plane reported that she and the men on her row were conducting suspicious activity. So the FBI person said basically three passengers were questioned but not arrested. They determined there was no reason to suspect them or hold them, basically. So can you imagine that, being in that situation? And what happened on that plane, they said they got a lot of reports of suspicious activity. And they did, and now they're trying to cover their tracks, saying we didn't arrest the people, we didn't direct anyone to arrest them. So now the police who are part of that, in that area, who are part of the Wayne County Airport Authority, they operate, by the way, just so you know, to shore it up for you, they operate the Detroit Metropolitan Airport. So now there's people defending them, saying they followed protocol. They treated everyone involved with respect and dignity. They did what they were supposed to do. She was fingerprinted. She was allowed to call her husband. She was told she and the men were being released. Nothing suspicious was found on the plane, and that's it. And then she got a whole bunch of calls of apology. And remember, this is the 10th anniversary of September 11th. Ooh, I think that's frightening that happened, though. Because who is reporting suspicious activity? Of course, you should be worried about what's going on a plane. We've said this before. You know my feeling on the whole TSA thing. But from the details that I heard, it sounds pretty cut and dry. It doesn't sound like they were getting up and down. I mean, who knows? Did somebody just have some crazy axe to grind? Or they just decided that they were going to call in and say that there was suspicious activity? I mean, who's calling in to say there's suspicious activity? And this just shows you, though, everybody was on high alert on Sunday, and that's proof that people were on high alert by what happened there. All right, and somebody pointed that out in one of the emails. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
Ooh! The mail! The mail is here! Ooh!
It is a big ooh. All right, thank you, Homer. And so the story that I just gave you some of the broad strokes about, I got three emails on it, one from Al, one from John, and one from a guy named Bob. And that's what he said, a guy named Bob. And they all basically are saying the same thing. I'll just read you Bob's. Bob says, hi, this is from a guy named Bob. I love that. Did you hear about the story about the woman who was strip searched just because she looked like she could be a foreigner? It's ridiculous. I saw her picture. She looks like a Jewish woman. And she is apparently half Jewish, half, you know, whatever. She's pulled from the plane, and I think that's crazy. The fighter jets were circling and pulling the, you know, ultimately following the plane in. Come on, that's ridiculous, Kate. I think you are in agreement that the TSA is a joke, but on these planes, sometimes do you think people take it too far over the top? Well, I can't answer that question because there's thousands of planes in the air every day, and since I know I appear to be omniscient and I have a crystal ball, but I can't look into all the planes, and I can only talk to people who fly. I fly myself and get a sense of what's happening out there. And probably because of the day, that made people a little skittish is what I'm assuming is what happened there. And if I were her, I would keep blogging about it. Why not? I would be blogging about it. She has two kids. She's an American woman. She just happened to be in the wrong aisle, really. If she had been an aisle over or something, I bet you she wouldn't have been part of that crew. And because they were getting up and down, they just lumped them all together. That's what happened. Lumped them all together. All right, let's move on to this one. This is from Janie, who says, Kate, I heard you talking about the Anthonys and the fact that they were on Dr. Phil. There was two parts to that. And how sad to see the parents sad, because the answer I think everybody wants to hear is, I can't believe it, my daughter murdered my granddaughter. Those words, though, were never, ever uttered. They did say that Casey Anthony knew where Kaylee Anthony was buried, and they talked about what they thought happened with her mentally, but it's so sad because really, and you said it, it's the child, Kaylee, who's the victim, who loses in this situation. Yeah, and that's it. I mean, you just regurgitated what I say. You're absolutely. That here, she knew where she was buried. She's trying to say it was her father, and they had to bury her and all this stuff. But the bottom line is Kaylee was somehow, her death, was she strangled? What happened to her in her final moments? How scary is that? And I can't even go there. I can't even really think about that, because I think Casey Anthony knew exactly what happened, and these parents know exactly what happened, and they're just walking around in denial. But she was cleared, so in our court system, she is a free woman. Whether or not people look at her cross-eyed or make it so uncomfortable for her that she really feels like she can't live anywhere because her face is so well-known, doesn't matter. The bottom line is, they're carrying that around. Somebody knows. All three, I think, in that crew know, and they have to carry it around. Imagine that, how rough it would be. All right, coming up on the flip side, believe it or not, another version of We Can Count.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the scooter store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Life Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP by The Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by The Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want Life Before the Collapse by The Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Roy Halladay pitched his 20th career shutout. The Phillies became the first team to reach the playoffs this season in baseball, with a 1-0 victory over the Houston Astros on Wednesday. I figured we could all use a little good news. You may not care about the Phillies, but that's my team. Go Phillies. So they are the NL East leaders. They clinch at least a wild card berth now. They'll take another run at a ring in October. Remember, my team won the World Series in 2008, and they took the pennant in 2009. So how about that? For the fifth straight year, going back to the postseason. It's tough, tough, tough to do. I love this story. How about this company that's got to do some serious groveling after firing a cancer patient? Boy, what a no-no that is. They have to pay $846,000 after they let this patient go. Let me tell you a little bit more about the story. Charles Weidman is his name. Now, it is the largest payment ever ordered in a discrimination case. And he was fired. He was a sales manager. And he was fired because he had to limit his work travel. He was recovering from cancer surgery. And he was a sales manager from Menomonee Falls, Wisconsin-based Acme Electric until they let him go. And, of course, there you go with the age thing, 59 years old. And he was good at what he did. He traveled all over, met customers and all that sort of stuff. And they said that they dismissed him because of work deficiencies and the declining economy. But what a no-no that was. And this is the thing. His compensation was like $106,000 a year in pay and benefits. And so, of course, where's he going to find a job that's comparable to that? He couldn't find one. In the end, it looks like he won out with the judgment that he got. They've got to pay $846,000. Huge. I've talked about this a couple of times, but why not swing it in here? The Electoral College, you know, it's about those numbers. When you look locally, when you look statewide, that's why I always say it's important, really, especially, look around your own communities and just, you know, arm yourself with the knowledge of how your city council's doing and all that kind of stuff, because you can vote people in or out there easily. Those votes matter. Well, how about this? The Republicans in Pennsylvania are pushing to end the winner-take-all system for electoral votes. That would hurt the president's re-election chances. Under the proposal of the Pennsylvania Republicans who control the legislature and the governorship, the winner of the state would get 2 electoral votes, but remaining electoral votes would follow results in each congressional district. So if you think about it, Obama won all of those votes. It's a swing state with 55% of the popular vote. And really, the electoral vote, state by state, what an effort that is, 538 electoral votes. And it's a, they're appointed to the states by population. So, for example, it would be harder for a Democrat to win in a close election if a state like Pennsylvania has that go through. Because did you know this? Here's a good little factoid for you. All but 2 states, Maine and Nebraska, now use a winner-take-all system to award the votes. But they're much smaller than Pennsylvania. So maybe the Democrats' fears are a little bit well-founded because of what's happening with some of the changes. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Can you imagine amassing a fortune, and I'm serious about this, because you had women, young girls all over the country lifting their shirts up? That's exactly what happened to one guy. Do you know who I'm talking about? Girls Gone Wild. The founder, Joe Francis, is a guy who's made a fortune on that. You know, that's what they do in these videos. So he beat the house, so to speak, I love that line, in a criminal case over a $2.5 million Las Vegas casino debt. A state judge threw out a criminal theft and bad check indictment against the mogul that involved the Wynn Las Vegas Resort. And they said because the casino waited 16 months to redeem a casino marker or an IOU. So the judge said they lost the chance to prove that Joe Francis committed a crime. And unpaid, this is a fascinating little factoid too, unpaid casino markers are treated in Nevada like bad checks under a state law that allows prosecutors to file criminal charges and collect a little bit of that debt, at least some kind of a percentage of the debt. Walking around with an IOU. Wonder if he was avoiding going to Vegas because he knew that people wanted to see him take a fall. I bet he did. I bet he was avoiding it. I don't get the thing with the women and the long nails. Oh, there's this one woman. I can barely look at her. I'm going to post this woman on my website just so you can see her. So here's the thing. She is pretty flamboyant, 45-year-old grandmother. She's got huge platinum blonde hair. She posed for photographs at the New York Public Library. And because she's famous, she's in the Guinness Book of World Records. She has claws. Her nails are so long, they're like claws. It's just a bizarre-looking appendage. And she's a professional singer. She's got 6 meters or 20 feet of nails. 20 feet of nails, her hands. And she was in the newly released 2012 edition of the Guinness Book of Records. Ugh. They say the nail on her ring finger is the length of a human arm. Her left pinky is the length of a fire hydrant. It would take only 484 versions of her left thumbnail, how long it is, to stretch all the way up to the top of the Empire State Building. Oof, even thinking of that makes me feel just a little uncomfortable. I don't. Is anyone else there uncomfortable with that? And by the way, her name is Chris the Duchess Walton. Whew. I mean, it looks fake. It looks fake. And what happens is they have like a cat's cradle because, you know, what she's doing. She can't get anything out of her pocket. She uses her knuckles to text. I mean, she lives with these claws. She's not married. Can you imagine? Honey, your nails are poking me in the eyeballs and everywhere else. But I'm afraid to roll over because you might break all your nails when I do it. Oh, I mean, what guy is married? No, of course, there's no guy married to her. What are you doing with those nails? There's no hand-holding. I mean, even the basics of dating. Excuse me, your nails are in the way. Can we have them cut? If anyone got involved with her, that would have to be the first thing that they would utter. Geez, I love that you're in the Guinness Book of World Records. But truly, I cannot hold your hand. Sorry. I feel like I'll get clawed to death. Oh, man. Ooh. All right, and finally, one last one. This is a sad one, but it's worth mentioning here. A roof collapsed at the San Ysidro border crossing between Mexico and the United States. It pulled, you know, pile of debris, rather, on lines of cars, injured some people. And it's a very popular area because you're talking about trying to go into Tijuana and then coming back on the U.S. side in San Diego. So, unfortunately, 17 people, so you had, like, people traveling, you had construction workers. Some of them were there with all this debris hanging around. And that border crossing has been getting some reconstruction, a $600 million upgrade since February, where they're trying to double their capacity. So the scaffolding supporting the roof collapsed across several lanes, and it happened at a very busy time, 10:45 in the morning. Ooh! Think twice about when you cross the border, I guess, and look out for scaffolding if there's any warning in that.